New Orleans has been and still is home to any number of established as well as emerging visual artists. It is also home to a branch of one of this nation's major art foundations. On this week's Notes from New Orleans, Nola V. Sharon Litwin talks with Gia Hamilton about the work of the Joan Mitchell Foundation in New Orleans. Gia, thanks for coming by. It's always interesting to hear what's going on in your beautiful foundation home base on Bayou Road. So tell us a little bit more about, for those of us who don't know, who was Joan Mitchell and why did it end up here?
That's such a great question. I want to say thanks. First, thank you for having me. I think it's always a pleasure to be able to talk about the work that we're doing at the foundation, specifically Joan Mitchell's legacy. Joan Mitchell was an abstract expressionist painter, born in Chicago, educated at Smith, did very well in New York, and then ventured off to France, where she spent the majority of her life. We're learning so much about her. She was really known for caring about emerging artists and caring about artists in general. And so there were artists who would stay at the estate or have small workspaces and eat with her. So interestingly enough, when I think about the work that we're doing at the Joan Mitchell Center, it really feels like this continuous thread of legacy work by building this residency.
Just give people an opportunity to understand. She was born when, she died when, you know, how old was she? Because I think for people who don't know, we may be talking about somebody in the 19th century. We're not.
Yes, we are not. We're not. We're talking about the span of really the 50s through the 70s of her having this sort of height in her career, you know, working alongside some of her colleagues that people might be familiar with. The kind of place her would be like Rauschenberg and Pollock, but really known for like dedicating herself to her practice, to her studio practice. And so what I've really been trying to do is give people to sort of paint this picture of a timeline of how and why the foundation came to the city of New Orleans. And so I have to take people back quite a bit to 2005. The sort of first entry point was through emergency grants. They provide emergency money to artists whenever there is a man-made or physical disaster in a particular city. And so they came to support artists directly.
So let's talk a little bit about the artists. I mean, they're not New Orleans necessarily. It's not that they're not New Orleanians, but they come from everywhere, right?
Yeah. So a little bit about our process is that, again, one of the oldest programs at the foundation is its grants program. We have several different grants. It really looks at artists all over the country to try to really build a very diverse applicant pool. Those artists are nominated for an opportunity to receive a $25,000 grant, unrestricted. So it's really about supporting an artist right at the precipice of their career, where they can use this money to really kind of catapult them forward and really help them to gain visibility.
So do they have to produce a certain body of work, or what do you expect of them when they're in this program?
So that's such a great question. I'm on the board of Alliance for Artist Communities, which is located in Providence. And what is super interesting is that finding the right residency is like dating. There's so many different styles and places. And so when we think about our residency, the way that I've sort of designed it and thought about it is that it's a place-based residency, that this residency really could not take place anywhere else. It has to be in New Orleans. It has to be rooted in the Seventh Ward, and that there has to be some real connection between the community and the artists that are there. And so the thing that we ask of them is to be fully present. We ask them to participate in this sort of temporal community, but we don't require that they produce anything.
Well, the city has been the beneficiary of years of devotion and great generosity from Joan Mitchell Foundation. So, got any big plans ahead we should know about?
One thing that I'm very excited about is our town hall. It's sort of our annual program that kind of allows us to take these very large issues that the arts community and that our communities in general are kind of talking about and to kind of distill them down to a local level and then create these really immersive environments that allow for this sort of call and response. So being able to have the audience participate in a conversation with panelists is a really interesting dynamic because it allows these conversations to continue on after the town hall is done.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, we'll be catching up with you before then to see what's going on. Cannot thank you enough for being here. Thanks for taking time to come talk to us about it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sharon, so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.